From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Law enforcement across the state are mourning the death today of New Mexico State Police Officer Darian Girard, who was gunned down in Deming while conducting a routine traffic stop on Interstate 10 just east of Deming on Thursday. We get reactions from Lee County Sheriff Corey Hilton.
This is a stark reminder that we still encounter deadly situations every day. Right. Criminals are getting more violent. We're letting them out of jail. I just don't see it getting any better. It's a sad day. We at the Sheriff's Office, our hearts go out to the families that are involved. Hold them in our prayers.
The suspect fled towards Las Cruces, where a Las Cruces police officer utilized a pit maneuver to stop the suspect's truck. He got out and began shooting at officers. They returned fire and killed him. Girard leaves three small children behind and was expecting his fourth later this year. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff beginning today through sundown Tuesday. Roswell police continue their investigation into a shooting that occurred around the Farmers Country Market on East 2nd around 9:50 Thursday morning. According to a post on the RPD's Facebook page, no one was hit by the gunfire, but some vehicles were hit by gunfire. New Mexico's largest teachers union is opposing legislation that would extend the school year to make up for learning that was lost during the coronavirus pandemic. School officials cite staffing as the primary challenge to offering the extended learning. The National Education Association leaders in New Mexico say mandating the program would restrict teachers' summer vacations too much. The union is organizing members to lobby against the bill. Come Monday, mostly all Southeast New Mexico schools will reopen for hybrid learning as students return to the classrooms. School buses will be running, and parents are encouraged to visit their respective school websites for bus stop locations and pickup times. One school district that will not be open on Monday is Giles Schools. Superintendent Brian Snyder tells MTD Radio News that it is waiting on the Hobbs Fire Marshal to inspect their campuses. Giles Schools are expected to open on February 15th. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.